So if you take nothing else away from you today, see it like this. Just assume that you could have made an error in your calculations, or at the very least, be aware that it is possible to make an error in your calculations, for the simple reason that we never have all the information to hand at any one moment. If you think about how you see the world, your eyes are positioned equally, each side of your nose, very, very high up on your body. And they interact immediately with your brain and sometimes other senses. But you're looking forwards. Go and lie down flat outdoors, ideally on a beach, but even a field will be fine. Lie down completely flat so your head is on the ground. And now, at your leisure, allow your eyes to swivel as 360 degrees as they're capable of and see what you see. And what you see, bizarrely enough, is the vision that a horse has. I don't know if you're aware of this. Maybe you've never had the leisure time to go and lie in a field. You know, it doesn't really work in a wood, to be fair, because you know, you can't see the wood for the trees, or in other words, you can't see the skyline. Go somewhere where you can see the skyline outside. Lie down, swivel your eyes 360 degrees, and see what you see. You'll be amazed if you haven't done this before. And then it will start to help you to see. We don't look at things from enough angles. Start looking at things from lots and lots of different angles, and be aware in any situation that the different people within a situation are thinking very, very different thoughts. All of these sort of things are massively helpful. Then you begin to realize analytical thinking is thinking on many, many different planes of thoughts at once. And you're going to start training your abilities up to become a superpower. Because the first thing that's going to happen is you always detach from outcome. And by detaching from outcome, you are no longer invested emotionally in a result. And once you can get to that level, you can succeed fairly quickly and fairly fast in almost any situation, and your survival skills have just notched up several million. Detach from outcome and always assume you could well have made an error in your calculations. But when we're playing chess, it doesn't matter if we make an error in our calculations, because within the next two moves, the opponent is almost absolutely guaranteed to also make a mistake in their calculations. And so the game goes on, and that's the fun of being human. The game goes on. Just keep breathing.